and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, so that everyone who believes in Him may have eternal life. Now, many of us can quote this verse over and over and over again. And maybe, like me, it's one of your beloved verses. But we may not have given much thought to what we're saying when we say God loved the world. God has loved the world since creation, and again has worked to reconcile the world. When we read Scripture, we remember how God so loved the world when the Exodus brought God's people from Egypt, when God gave Moses the law, when God cared for the people in the wilderness, when God made a covenant with the people of Israel, when God moved the Israelites into the Promised Land, when the people were returned from exile. All the time, God so loved the world. Today we are privy to John's Gospel as it points to the bronze serpent that God had Moses prepare as a sign to the people to see and live, and also a parallel to Jesus as being lifted up and glorified for the people to see and believe and live. The hope is that everyone who looks at Jesus will be trusting and expecting and will gain eternal life. Very soon, we will experience the sorrow, but also give our thanksgiving on Good Friday as we again remember the crucifixion of Jesus, the lifting up of the Son of God on the cross, the excruciating pain and death that was designed for very bad criminals, even back as far as Deuteronomic writings. And Jesus, who was without sin, would endure this terrible death to save the world. By this death of God's precious Son, the world would be free from sin. Sins known and unknown. We're seeing what God's own love really looks like. When Jesus died on the cross, there was said to be the full and dramatic display of God's own love. His Son dying on the cross. It is said that the cross is at the heart of John's amazing new picture of who God is. God is now to be known as the God who is both Father and Son, and the Son revealed as being lifted up where He dies under the weight of the world's evil. God's action in the crucifixion of Jesus has planted a sign in the middle of history. Believe and live. In the book of Ephesians, God has focused on saving. saving was God's idea and God's work. Well, that's why God sent his son into the world. God's gift to us. God wanted to save us. And God has created each of us through Jesus Christ to join Christ in his work. Good works are expressions of Christ alive in us, ministering to the world. Good works are demonstrations of our present and our future. We are God's royal children, exercising God's dominion of love in the world. God's love continuing to reconcile and to bring all to Christ. Ian Markham emphasizes a status shift. I had not heard that before. But that we have gone from being agents manipulated by many forces around us to be rulers with Jesus Christ. What about that? We're now big shots. Prince of the air might control the atmosphere, the Christian is sitting in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And the hierarchy is deliberate. Our position is higher than those evil forces that have oppressed us before. Christ crucified has made us free. We're said to be in a transformed state, and the agent of this dramatic change is God. Well, we don't really deserve God's love when we are manipulated by those forces around us that have nothing to do with the kingdom of God. But God provides the agent for our transformation. This is made possible by Christ's resurrection. And for those seeking to be disciples, there are things that we have to do. And it's interesting, some of this came out in the Dean's Forum today. One, to believe in Jesus as the Son of God, sent by the Father in order to bring them into God's family and fellowship as his children. Two, to practice in that fellowship the same love that Christ has shown them, whoever our disciples may be. And three, to witness to this faith and love that others may be brought in. This is our work, to believe in Jesus as Son of God, to practice being a part of the family of Christ, and to witness to this group of people that are coming to us so that they too may be brought in. If they do this, they too will have the treasure. They will, one, be sound branches of the vine, that is Christ. Sheep of the flock of which Christ is the good shepherd. And three, they will enjoy the same unity which the Son enjoys with the Father. So we need not doubt that God loves all of creation and us within creation. And with the resurrection continues to reconcile us, to have mercy, to have Jesus continue to transform us, and so that we are more and more like Him each day. Amen.
Amen.